welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff White of VirginiaSports.com. The UVA football team held its final practice at training camp on Wednesday night at Scott Stadium, and here to talk about camp and the upcoming season is fourth-year wide receiver Joe Reed, the pride of Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia. Joe, it's great to finally have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So how was the final camp of your college career? I've been at most of the practices, and I have not seen you drop a lot of passes.
It went by really fast. The fact that it was my last camp, you know, it seemed like we just started a couple of days ago. But, you know, it was very competitive. One of the most competitive camps I've been a part of, you know, especially when incorporating the younger guys in the plan. We had a lot of first, second years getting reps, getting good quality reps. So I think as far as competing and, you know, everyone getting better, this was a great camp.
You know, it's funny, going into the season, understandably so, there's a lot of talk about how will the offense replace Alamide. But if you look at the group of receivers, it's probably a much deeper group than it was a year ago. You've got the two grad transfers. You've got veterans who were coming on. You've got some true freshmen who are going to play. I mean, what do you think of the group as a whole?
Oh, you know, the group looks good. We have different guys that do a lot of different things. You know, I don't see a problem with spreading the ball around. You know, it's having a lot of multiple weapons to go to throughout the year.
What do you tell? You got two grad transfers, Terrell Chapman and Dejon Brissett. You know, they're coming in. They got to hit the ground running. They got one season left. They don't have a lot of time to get acclimated. What do you kind of do to help them, you know, get accustomed to the way Coach Mendenhall and his staff do things?
So a lot of it goes back to the summer when they first got here. You know, taking them out to the indoor, taking them to the film room, showing them, you know, the plays, the drawings, just so they can get a feel of how we do things around here. So when we got to practice, you know, it really wasn't a lot of them getting used to what was going on because they already had an idea of being here all summer. So
for the last couple of seasons, the new standard was kind of the rallying cry of the team. Now it's simply the standard. Coach Mendenhall said the other day that you and Bryce Hall were the ones who approached him about making the change, and he agreed that it made sense to do so. What was your thinking about that?
Yeah, so Bryce and I were sitting and talking one day this summer, and we were just talking about how it had been the new standard for a couple years. Well, you know, we both agree that it wasn't very new anymore. You know, it was just the standard, and that's how things are going to be around here and how they should be around here. And so we took it a step further and actually have the show on right now. And it's just a matter of believing.
Just
believing the standard. So, you know, so everybody coming together, the whole team coming together, accepting the standard and believing in the standard.
So Pittsburgh has had Virginia's number in football in recent years. You open the season at Pitt next Saturday. Do you like the idea of opening against, you know, a Power 5 opponent that's in your league, you know, particularly one that you guys have something to prove against?
Oh, yeah, you know, I love the idea. And even the fact that we are opening up at Pitt, in my opinion, intensified camp a whole lot more. You know, I think that's one reason why camp was a lot more competitive this year, because, you know, we know what's at stake this first game coming up.
Baseball is near and dear to your heart. Last year, your Red Sox won it all. They're kind of scuffling a little bit this season. There are a lot of Yankee fans in the athletic department, you know, including Luke Goldstein and Jerry Capone, who are with you in the McHugh Center. Have you heard it from them this year? And your brother's a Yankees fan, too,
brother,
right?
Yeah, my brother, he sends me clips on Twitter and Instagram quite often, actually. Yeah, we're having a rough year, but, you know, that's how it is. You know, my brother sends me those videos. I always just respond with the word October. But, you know, it's getting kind of late now. But,
it's,
you know,
getting close to October.
Yeah, it's getting kind of – so that response is kind of fading away.
Sean Griswold, who is better known around the McHugh Center as Grizz, is in charge of strength and conditioning for football. He's brought a couple traditions with him. He brought a couple here from Arizona State. One of the highlights of the summer was the final day of testing, which was the last day for players to move up a level in his program. The top level here is black, and if my memory is correct, you needed to bench 225 pounds, 19 times yeah. to get to black. You had your teammates cheering you on. You got the 19. You added one for good measure. What was it like to do that this summer?
It was awesome. You know, that's, you know, going through the whole winter, going through the spring, and then completing the summer, that's the main goal, you know, jumping up a color. So I had been in blue for 2 years. You know, not the last thing I wanted to do was to graduate, you know, being in blue. So I set a goal this summer. You know, I was going to do whatever it took to get to black, you know, by any means. So, you know, throughout the testing week, I'd pop in on them and ask them what I needed to do the next day, you know, and it got to the final day. And the day before, I walked in and asked Coach Grizz, you know, what do I need tomorrow? And he told me I needed 19 reps. So, you know, I went to bed that night telling myself I was going to get at least 20, and, you know, I woke up and did it.
You also earned a spot on the Dirty Dozen, which is another big-time honor in Grizz's program. For people who aren't familiar with that, the football team gets divided into three groups, skill players, big skill players, and linemen, and four players from each group are singled out for their performances in testing for strength and speed and agility. You just missed it last year, I think Grizz told me, I think, Bryce Perkins beat you out yeah. for the final one in the skill group. You got there this year. Was that another goal of you in the offseason?
Oh, yeah, another huge goal of mine, being able to be a part of the Dirty Dozen. You know, just the company that, you know, that are within that. And last year, seeing the skill guys who had earned the shirt, you know, that really drove me as well, because that was such a unique group of players. So that's definitely something I wanted to be a part of this year.
It seems like there's a lot of internal competitions, which are good. You know, within it's a competitive sport to begin with, and you're all trying to compete as a group to win. But these other things seem to motivate players.
Oh, definitely. It motivates us just to work harder, especially within our groups. You know, you see a guy, for example, Terrell Janna and I do this every day. We competed. Who could have the fastest shuttle time? You know, who could bump up their weight without asking Coach Grizz that day? So, you know, just the whole colors and just moving up really motivated us to compete against each other. But, you know, in a respectful, you know, motivating right. way.
During your college career, you have run back three kickoffs for touchdowns. You ranked ninth nationally last year with an average of 27.2 yards per return. What goes through your mind when you're waiting back there near the end zone for the ball to come? Are you disappointed when it's a touchback?
Oh, yeah, I am disappointed. That's returning kicks have always been, you know, my favorite part of the game. The first thing I'm thinking back there is just field position. I know how important field position is for the team. You know, in my mind, a kickoff return, that's the first play of an offensive drive. So, you know, the better the return, the better I think the offense will be.
Paris Jones was back there with you late in the season last year, and he's in the mix to be back, you know, as a return man again this year. How did the two guys interact, you know, once the ball's kicked off? You know, you ended up fielding it almost all of the mm-hmm. time. What is the role, you know, of the other guy back there with you, and how do you play off him?
So we have signals, depending on where the ball is kicked, you know, we have right. signals to communicate with each other. But, you know, the thing about Paris, he's very selfless. So, you know, he doesn't mind, kind of automatically assuming that, you know, he's going to lead up for me. But, you know, in instances if the ball is kicked way out of my range, you know, we have signals. And that's me telling Paris that he can go ahead and get it.
So, speaking of Paris, he had a big hit in a drill at practice last night. Yeah. If fans go to the UVA football Twitter account, there's a great video of that. It seemed like his teammates were as excited as, if not more excited than he was.
Yeah, it was awesome to see. So during the team meeting, they had already announced the matchups for the day for special teams. And actually, when they had announced that matchup, you know, that got kind of the biggest hype. So
Billy Kemp versus Paris.
Billy and Paris. So that hype kind of carried over to practice. And, yeah, you're right about the video. So, it was awesome to see.
The special teams coordinator is Ricky Brumfield. And when I talked to him the other day, he told me that he thought as good as you were last year in the return game, you could be even more productive. He said it's, you know, it comes down to trusting your blockers. Like, what goes into that?
Yeah, there's always room for improvement. And that starts at practice with the walkthroughs, with watching film and the live reps. And he's right, you know, just trusting my block. And I always say that I have the easy job. I just have to run. You know, I give my blockers a whole lot of credit for doing what they do for me. And at the end of the day, I just have to trust the preparation.
So a little known fact is that you led the team in special teams tackles last season. How many special teams units are you on? You're obviously on kickoff return.
That's right now. That's just
you're not on kickoff coverage.
No,
or,
not this
or
year.
Punt coverage.
No, sir. I'm in the mix for punt. But you know, we're just doing different things right now, and I guess a lot of it was just, you know, just being in camp. So it's not really set in stone yet. But you know, most of my special teams reps have been on kickoff return.
Did you at Randolph Henry High School? I'm assuming you played defense.
Yes, I played free safety.
So how much pride did you take in that last year, in your early years, and getting down there and making a tackle?
You know, I was just doing what I could while I was on the field. You know, I don't mind at all. You know, just kind of just instinct, just going down there and making plays however you can.
So 2018 was really a tale of two seasons for you. You know, as a receiver, you got off to a slow start. Then you broke out the second half of the year. You had 5 touchdown catches in the final 3 regular season games. What started clicking in the second half of the year? What was the difference?
Oh, I just started playing loose. You know, I wasn't as feeling as pressured. I wasn't playing as tense. I was just trying to go out there and just do whatever I could, not try to worry about any mistakes. You know, and if a mistake happened, then so be it. So the thing I told myself the second half of the season was just go out there and play your game, and, you know, whatever happens at the end of the day is going to happen.
The bowl game was a great moment for the team. It was kind of a tough day for you, wasn't it? You got hurt.
Yeah. So, the second or third play in the second half, I had been battling ankle injuries for about 2 or 3 years.
Right.
But, you know, there was just one play I got rolled up on. It hurts to look at to the player to this day. But, you know, I ended up having torn ligaments. I had a broken bone in the back of my ankle. So they went ahead and fixed that.
I mean, did the surgery, like, I know you had a high ankle sprain really early in your career and it continued to bother you. Did the surgery turn into kind of a blessing in disguise in some way?
For sure.
I mean, are you healthier now than kind of you were last season?
Yeah, I haven't felt this good since I've gotten here, honestly. You know, so the surgery was definitely a blessing.
I think you actually sprained your ankle like during your first training camp.
Yeah, it was my first spring. So I was fine my first fall, but yeah, the first day of spring practice my first year is when I first messed my ankle up.
There was really strong senior leadership on the team last season. Those guys have moved on to professional football. You're in that fourth year class now, fourth and fifth year class. How has your leadership role on the team changed?
You know, I'm starting to be more vocal, you know, less waiting for, like you said, the guys last year to speak up. So, you know, I'm doing that. We have such a great fourth year class. If you think about it, the guys who came in that year, we won 2 games, you know, what we've been through. So we've been through a lot, and, you know, we have the ability to speak up now, and we know what's right and wrong. So, you know, me personally, I think I'm doing a better job this year of being vocal and expressing myself.
Is it cool to know that you guys came in basically the same time as this coach and staff? They got here a few months earlier,
yeah.
But your first season was their first season, and you've all grown together.
Yes, grown together is exactly right, and it's so cool just to see the trajectory that the program is going. You know, the coaches will still be here, but we'll be gone, and I'm excited to see, you know, how much better it's going to continue to be.
So early in the summer at one of the team's workouts outside, you had a special guest, President Ryan ran with the team. He could have run with the slowest group, the linemen, but he opted to go up front with you,
yeah,
and Bryce Perkins and all the skill guys. What was that like running with him?
It was cool. You know, that just showed the commitment that he has with us. You know, it takes a lot to be able to not just start the workout with us, but he actually finished the workout with us. He did every rep with us. And, you know, it was just cool to have administration out there with us that day.
So his forte is distance running. He's completed a number of marathons. How are you in the longer distances yourself? Do you like that?
No, I don't think I'd rather run long distance. Short distance is cool with me.
Yeah. It's extremely difficult these days for a student athlete at a Power Five school or probably any college to play two sports and do it well. You came here, I think, hoping to play baseball as well as football, right? Are you disappointed that that didn't work out, or did you realize that it was just going to be tough to pull
it
off?
Yeah, I'm not really disappointed. It was just, you know, the thought of it, I think, the thought of it sounded better than actually doing it. So when I got here, you know, I understood how much time-consuming school would be and football. So, you know, I think adding baseball on top of that could have been too much. Never really pulled the plug on it, but, you know, I'm not disappointed at all that, you know, some things just has to end. But, you know, I'm very happy with where I am right now in my football career.
So in high school, one of the pitchers you went against was Andrew Abbott, who was an all-state pitcher at Halifax County. He's now probably the ace of the pitching staff here at Virginia. How did you fare against Andrew in high school?
Oh, that was always like a 50-50 battle. You know, he had my number some days and I had his. It was awesome to go against him and his team. You know, that was always a good game plan against Halifax County. We played – I probably started playing them when I was around 8 or 9, you know, and just played them all through up. But Andrew, he was a great pitcher, very precise with his command, you know, great speed, great off speed. So it was fun to go against him.
So you played here as a true freshman in 2016. So you've actually only been at school a little more than 3 years.
Yeah.
But you graduated in May with a bachelor's in American Studies.
Yes, sir.
How did you pull that off? 3 years is...
Well, when I got here, you know, that was one of my biggest goals. I wanted to complete a master's program, but, you know, I wanted to play my first year as well. So I told myself, well, the only way I could do that is, you know, graduate in 3 years. So as funny as it sounds, you know, I calculated every semester how many classes I need to take. So, you know, some semesters I take 18 credit hours, 17 credit hours, and I get approval from Coach Mendenhall to stay here all summer. So, you know, between taking all
those. So you would do 3 sessions of summer school.
Right, yeah, I'd be here all summer. Yeah, so between the summer classes and really loading up during the fall and the spring, you know, I managed to complete my degree in 3 years.
Well, that's fantastic. Last summer, Ryan Mahanes and our video crew produced a fantastic feature in which they followed you back to Charlotte Courthouse, and there they filmed you with your family, your dogs. They went out frog hunting with you one night. Have any of your teammates, especially the ones who grew up in cities or urban areas, have they been brave enough to come down and visit you in the country?
No, they talk about it, but when I tell them, all right, let's go, then, you know, all of a sudden they have excuses of why they can't do it. But, you know, it really interests them, but I'm not sure if they're ready for that yet.
So when all is said and done and your football career is over, will you move back to – you see yourself in the country somewhere, whether it's in Virginia or –
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely see myself living in a rural area.
Not a big city guy?
No, sir.
Anyway, well, Joe, I know there's no practice today. I appreciate you taking time for this interview. Best of luck this fall, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
And see you at Pitt.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a new year for UVA Athletics, and the first official competition comes Friday night at Klockner Stadium, where the women's soccer team hosts the Anteaters of UC Irvine. For information on that game and all our sports, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.